Welcome to the Home Abroad podcast with Housing Anywhere. I'm Ellie, your host. I'm an Irish expat living in the Netherlands since 2019. In this season of Home Abroad, we are going to take you through the ins and outs of life in Germany as an expat. This season, we meet expats living in Germany who come from an array of backgrounds and are excited to share their expat experiences with us and with you. If you're listening, you're probably thinking of moving to Germany yourself. So why not check out our website where you can find your dream German home. Sonja, welcome back. It's wonderful to have you back again. Today we're going to be talking about dating in Germany and Sonja is going to give us her own experiences. Sonja, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi guys. I'm Sonja. I'm 24 years old. Almost.
Saying that every time.
Yeah, I'm a student in Germany, my master's. I'm struggling to become an architect, but someday it would happen. I come from Southern Europe, from Bulgaria, and I'm really excited to be here to answer the questions.
It's wonderful to have you back again. This is a more intimate conversation about dating.
Yeah.
The rest of the topics we covered with Sonja were definitely more about real, like, expat administrative experiences. But this time we're getting into the nitty-gritty. We want to talk about dating. What are the best ways to meet people in Germany?
Just going out with friends. This is one of the best ways. Like, just, I don't know, being in a bar or at university, it's amazing. If you have a more dynamic course, that it's actually the case with me with architecture, we're almost like obliged each and every semester to meet new people through seminars or through the projects that we do. But I also know from friends of mine that it's quite difficult if you have this type of a bachelor's or master's program, which actually obliges you only to go to lectures, to have some sort of homeworks and everything or group projects, but it's not always the same. We have like just a lot of communication. We are actually super, not oppressed, but we need to speak. But we're look or on the hunt for a more intimate relationship with someone. I'd say it's quite difficult in Germany because Germans are not the people to come straightforward to you and have the, yeah, probably like the confidence or the balls to tell you like, hey, I like you, want your number. Those are more like the international people or the people that have more of a migrant, like migrancy oriented background. Mm. So I've always made fun of with friends of mine and everything that in order to get a German boy to tell you that they like you, they need to get drunk. Or probably this was just my case and my friend's case. Probably we're just some weirdos.
No, I don't know. Irish men are the same. Don't worry. I think it just depends on the culture, really, doesn't it? It's like there's still so many cultures where men are like afraid to talk about their feelings. And it's just get it out. Get it off your chest.
Yeah. Because Bulgarian men, they're like raised to be gentlemen, to come and to get your heart, I'd say. And I've talked to friends of mine that actually German girls, they're the ones that always have the stronger hand and just be like, now we do this and this. And like the boys are drift between their mother to their future wife or something.
That's I'm afraid some experiences are just universal. It's the same at home.
It's amazing. Yeah. I think also like most of the universities have like international like buddy programs or something where they have native person. It can also be another international student, but they offer a person to talk to. And it's very nice if you can manage to find a dorm because there are a lot of dorm parties and you're always living like with at least one more person. So this is also a nice way to meet some people. Just be open and just be out and about and try not to look as if you're going to murder someone.
Simple task, really. Don't murder
people.
Really,
don't do it.
If you're dating, do you recommend any particular dating apps in Germany?
Just the normal ones. Everyone knows like Bumble, Tinder, Hinge. I think there was this other one, something like this. I'd say in Germany, there is this quiet, nice hierarchy that has been built. It's written nowhere, but you just know it. Tinder is if you're looking for something really quick. If you're more of the girl that's looking for probably also casual dating or looking for someone to actually converse with, then don't do this with Tinder. Don't use Tinder. Like, mostly it's just like to have something or to check if your boyfriend is there or the boyfriend of a friend of yours is there. So it's just like a spy app. Of course, Bumble is a really big thing here. I've had a friend of mine. He was really big on Bumble because he's super shy. So for him, Bumble was great because only the girls text first. Bumble and Hinge give you the opportunity to actually show what kind of person you are, to answer some questions, to have more of those like icebreakers and just the initial start of the conversation. But also this thing that I've been seeing more and more, that people here are not ready to commit to a relationship until the end of the 20s or the early 30s. So if a relationship happens, then it happens because it made a really nice initial connection, or it has been just a really good way for the two people to, I don't know, to get to know each other, or somehow it have gotten super comfortable. So you stick to the person, but it's very difficult to find actually like the feeling that this person is there to actually have a conversation with you and not just be like, oh, you have nice legs.
Awkward.
Yeah, very awkward. Yeah.
That's such an awkward like opener for people. Oh, anyway, what are the biggest differences you noticed when you started dating in Germany?
One of the biggest differences was that I actually have moved out from my hometown and I had a lot of freedom. And sometimes you get this feeling of, okay, I'm writing my best friend that I'm getting there and there. My location is on just in case there is something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Sometimes it's very weird that a lot of people actually ask you to a date where you go to eat on the first date. And for me personally, this is very weird because I don't know. I don't like to be chewing in front of a person I do not know.
So funny.
And if it's a restaurant, and I don't know, with the small part with your ear, you're always like hearing the conversations of other people and just vice versa. And you're like, okay, so.
It can be kind of hard to focus, to be fair. Like dinner dates are always a little bit tricky. Maybe not the ideal first date. If you're advising an expat living in Germany who wants to bring a German on a first date, what's your advice? Where do you go?
It depends. I'm more of the person that tries to pick like the brighter part of the day. So it's like an afternoon. Something with coffee is always best for me because coffee makes me feel nice and easygoing. Do not have a lot of expectations out of the conversation because a lot of people here are not that deep souls and don't tend to open up in the first conversation. So your first date may feel a bit stiff and a bit weird, but it's just like this sense of getting to know each other. Because with most of my friends, they like the ones that are in relationships, they have known each other through friends and through group of friends. So somehow they came together. And it wasn't like we've dated and then I introduced him to my friends and then I introduced her to my friend. It just happens naturally with most of them.
Okay, very interesting. Is it common to date around while you're dating in Germany, or is it kind of more you're dating one person and that's it?
It's more common to date around. What I say from what I've seen, like there are those people that I feel like have been in a relationship since they have been 13 and just married by 24. It's also okay, but I'm like 20 and thriving and I really like to meet new people and to test out what I like. And I don't know, I feel like you can learn from each and every person you meet. And sometimes I get the feeling that if you close yourself and commit to one person, then sometimes you feel like you've missed on a lot of stuff. And from now, what I see from friends of mine, they're like, okay, now I'm in my 20s. Now I'm young. I'm living. And then I just choose one person with whom I can spend my life with.
Interesting. Because what I had kind of like read around beforehand, I read some blogs and stuff, but I think they were kind of old, was that when you're dating a German person, like that's it. You're not dating other people. Exclusivity is the thing, but it's unspoken. It's kind of like you don't discuss it, but you're not dating anyone else. So it's interesting to get, because I'm pretty sure that was also written by a German. It's interesting to get an expat's perspective where that's not really the case. Because I also think that's kind of an old-fashioned way to date. You always date more than one person until you're like more comfortable with that one person.
Yeah. For me, it's if you want something explicit, then say it.
Yeah.
And because this can lead to a lot of misunderstandings, what the one person expected and what the other understood.
Yeah.
And it can be some sort of a deal breaker for a lot of people. But I'd also say that Germans, or actually the people that are around me in Germany, I'd say I won't generalize in this topic, but people are very open to new things. And just as I said, like test the waters, look what's there to offer, to see, to experience. And then at some point, there is this person that has been there for probably, I don't know, 3-4 years. And you're like, I can take.
That's such a good point. That's, again, more of a general advice from Sonia. Don't settle down too quick.
Yeah.
Test the waters. This is a real stereotypical question. Do Germans split the bill on a date or do they pay?
50-50.
50-50.
I can say I'm always impressed by a guy when he wants to pay the bill.
Me too. It's like the feminist in me dies a little bit. But because I'm like, no, I can pay, but I'd rather you did.
Yeah, exactly. Because I've had this conversation. I went out with a friend of mine, with actually an acquaintance of mine. For me, this was just a friendly meetup. For him, it was more of a date. Okay. And we had this discussion about the feminist type of girls and where you actually draw the line, because we're so strong and independent and we want to achieve so many things just by ourselves without any help. But then it comes to something small like paying the bill and we're like, no, I'm a lady, you can do this.
I'm a lady.
But sometimes I think it's great to see that a person can man up and show their dominant side and show their like, I'm here to offer you security, and you don't have to feel if I pay the bill, then you have to pay me in other means.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. So splitting the bill is pretty common in Germany. But it is kind of nice when they offer. I think in any case, any scenario, it's nice when someone else offers to pay the bill, never mind on a date. Yeah. But especially in a date, it's nice. Have you ever been in a relationship with a German person? And how did you know, if you were, how did you know when you were in a couple?
I was in a few situationships, but never been actually in a relationship where I knew it was an exclusive thing. And I have the feeling that sometimes it was this sort of a language gap that we had, that where I didn't feel secure enough in the language and the other person didn't feel like understanding me and supporting me. But this is just being super young and not knowing what exactly the right thing to do is, which is completely okay. But I know friends of mine that have been in such relationships for a very long time, and it's just happened between them naturally. Like, it's nothing that happens in a rush. It just progresses with time. And at some point comes the conversation, is there something more?
Ask that question, because one of the things that a lot of expats said is that when you're in a relationship with a German person, you're in it for a while before you realize that you're in a relationship, because it isn't really like that natural. Like, they're not going to ask you to be their partner, their boyfriend, your girlfriend. You're not going to have that big romantic, will you be my partner? But you will probably be in a relationship with them just without realizing. So maybe have a conversation. If you're dating someone German and you're unsure of where you stand, just ask them.
Just ask them. Exactly. Exactly. And then we can come to another topic that we covered earlier.
Yeah.
With just like roundabout, with asking questions and avoiding confrontation.
Yeah. So one of the stereotypes that Sonia and I discussed, which is in another episode, which will be coming up very soon, is that German people can be less direct and they can kind of ask things in a roundabout way, which ironically goes against the stereotype that some people have of Germans. At least in Sonia's experience, she found that German people were less direct when asking for something that they wanted, and they kind of did it in a roundabout way. So that also applies to this situation. If you're dating someone German and you're unsure of where you stand, or you think they want something but you can't quite figure it out, just tell them to be clear with you. We've already kind of covered this. You approach people in Germany
like they don't necessarily approach you. You have to start the conversation first. Do you experience that?
Yeah, I tend to just keep to myself because I do not feel like very comfortable going to people.
Yeah.
And starting like a conversation. If it's a very friendly one, no problem. I'm going to come to you and talk to you. But if it's with the intention that we may start dating, I need a person that can be very straightforward and know what they want and what they need.
Mm.
And if they're scared to talk to me, then this is not the right person for me.
Yeah. That's such a good point. That's a really good point, but also very interesting because earlier on you mentioned that it's usually expats who will come up and kind of be flirty with you. It won't necessarily be German people themselves. So yeah. Another thing to keep in mind is if you like someone German, you're probably going to have to approach them yourselves. I think flirting varies a lot country by country. So in Ireland, like if you're slagging someone or like you're kind of teasing them and like we'd call it taking the piss out of them. That's kind of a way of flirting. It's kind of like that schoolyard thing of if you bully someone a little bit, it's flirting. What in Germany counts as flirting?
The fact that I'm having to think about it, somehow, probably there is absolutely no way of flirting here. I don't know, like making some remarks, some comments about something, like with a more intimate, playful, like sort of thematic, like just testing the waters if the person can be this and that. But just as I said, I've experienced like a lot of rationality in the way of speaking and the way of being, which most of the time means that they're quite reserved and not quite spontaneous. Because sometimes I feel like with flirting, there is this like spontaneousness being like,
yeah,
I don't know, it just felt like it and did it.
Yeah. I think flirting is kind of, it's one of those things that it is a little bit, it's not common or it doesn't come easily to people who are more reserved. Especially to rational people, like Dutch people flirting. I can't even think of an example. So I can understand why you struggle to answer that question because now I'm like, if you ask me that question, I don't know what I would say back. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Lots of people say German people don't really do small talk. Does this also apply to dating?
I don't know. I'd say the stereotype of no small talk is actually not very true because I've had a lot of like really small like conversations like, so how it's going, like how was your day, how was your weekend, what did you do, like very like small, super like chill conversations where nothing gets deep.
Okay, so that stereotype is kind of out the window then. Because an interesting insight to every conversation I've had with Sonia so far, this is going to be the first one that people hear, but there will be, Sonia will be featuring quite a lot in the next few episodes. But an interesting insight that I've taken from these conversations with Sonia is that the stereotypes that people have, and even me, the stereotypes that I have about German people from my research and from speaking to certain expats is that not true. A lot of them aren't true. They're really blanket statements that don't apply to most of the Germans that you've met from what I'm taking.
No, but I think those are like the super common things that people think about natives. And like, actually, no, of course, like being cold, being reserved or being this and that, it's true.
Yeah.
Very rational, always true. But when it comes to small talk, I've actually learned here how to do this. Because with me, it's like, oh, how it's going? And I'm like, yeah, cool. Bye. What do we want?
Okay. So yeah. You are the person that had to learn small talk when you went to Germany, right? Against stereotypes. Okay. Well, Sonia, once again, it was wonderful to have you. This is the first time my listeners are going to hear you, but they're also going to hear you a lot more in our next few episodes. But our next episode, we're actually going to focus on Corey and Stefania, who are going to tell us all about the cost of living in Berlin. So thanks for listening to this episode of Home Abroad, and be sure to subscribe to Home Abroad to keep up with all of our latest episodes. Sonia, once again, thank you so much for joining us. It was great to have you.
Thank you for having me. It was really a pleasure. Amazing experience.
It was great to have you. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you again soon.